continues. Heading out to Twin Town Villa, as we do every Thursday, talking with Mary Wolfgram on the phone with me this morning. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, you got everything out there. You've got ducks. You've got music. You've got just a great place. It's kind of the gold standard. We've said this before, the gold standard of assisted living. Catch us up. What's going on at Twin Town Villa?
Well, we got 7 new babies out here in our duck pond, so kind of exciting. I guess they were spotted yesterday. I have yet to see them, but residents are talking about it. Some of the staff are talking about it, so they're out there.
All right.
So we're looking forward to watching them grow and do fun things. Today we've got music coming in at 2 o'clock. We have our Catholic services. Our women get pampered with manicures on our Thursday afternoon manicure day. And so, yeah, we're hopping around. Next week, we're jumping into the bus, and we're heading out to supper at the Tyler restaurant. And so we kind of try to, once a month, go somewhere different to eat. And so we're always trying to do something fun. And I know that there's a bus trip planned to go do a farm, you know, kind of a bus trip to just check out the field now that they're getting in, and just kind of reminisce and talk about, you know, because most of our residents have come from farm backgrounds, and so it's kind of fun to get out and see what's happening out there.
So, Mary, level with me here. Who has more fun on those field trips, the residents or the staff? Or is it about a 50-50 split?
Oh, gosh. I think it's, you know, that would be a hard one to answer. But we do have a lot of fun. And so, and, you know, they, their stories are so interesting, Bill.
Sure.
They all have, you know, some really cool stories and some nifty things. And I'm not from this part of, I mean, I've lived in this area for 20-some years.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whenever we go on these little bus trips, I always see and get educated on something new. That's pretty awesome.
I bet. So, Mary, let me ask you this. Still a waiting list, or do you have availability out there at Twin Town Villa?
Some things are moving around, so we may have some of it. We do have a waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not to say, you know, I've been calling some of our people on our waiting list, and they're not always ready. And so, you know, when people call and say, how long is your waiting list? It depends on, you know, when people are ready to move in and what we have available. And so come on out. Things change all the time out here.
Absolutely.
So if you're thinking you want to get in and just not quite ready yet, I would definitely put your name on the list because June starts kind of our busy season out here, believe it or not. And so there's a lot of moving around and different things, and so people are preparing for the fall already, starting at the beginning of summer.
All right. Mary, listen, it's great to talk with you every Thursday. You have a great rest of the week, a good weekend. We'll touch base next week, okay?
You too. Take care.
All right. Mary Wolfgram out of Twin Town Villa, stop out and take a tour today. 924 here. It's the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
I was down with the boys catching up.